Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for tonight's message actually comes to us from Matthew chapter 2. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. As far as the text. Really? Bethlehem? Why not just Hollister? Or Fresno? Exactly. That's what people would have thought then. Bethlehem? Are you kidding me? Why not Jerusalem? Why not Rome? But Bethlehem? And yet, it wasn't happenstance. God didn't put a giant map of the world on the wall and throw a dart. He chose it. He set it apart for this purpose. He said from of old through his prophet Micah that it would be Bethlehem. It was deliberate. Maybe we should start with the name. In the Greek, in the Hebrew language, Beth means house. And so, for example, you have lots of cities with Beth in them. You have Bethel, which is house of God. You have Bethany, which is house of my people. And so we come to Bethlehem, which means house of bread. And it was chosen deliberately. And the name is fitting. The bread of life, John chapter 6, was to be born in this place, the house of bread, to deliver his people. And through the centuries, he has continued to deliver his people from their sins through bread and wine, his body and blood, the forgiveness of sins. It was a deliberate choice, this Bethlehem. So how can we be sure? How can we be sure it was Bethlehem? Or more than that, more specifically, if you've ever been over and done one of these, you know, footsteps of Jesus tours, you've been to Bethlehem, and there's this giant church of the Nativity, the cathedral, really, of the Nativity, right? That sits there on that spot. How can you be sure that's the spot? You know who we owe thanks to keeping that spot? A pagan. Somebody who didn't believe in Jesus at all. The Emperor Hadrian, who set out to persecute like many of the emperors before him. And so in order to desecrate the holy places of Jesus, he built a grove of trees over the spot where Jesus was born and dedicated to a Roman goddess. Thankfully, he marked the spot. Then came Constantine, and Constantine took that grove of trees and said, "We will build a cathedral here, Church of the Nativity." And so it was done. So we can be very, very sure, because Hadrian built his orchard grove in 130 AD, that that's the spot. We can know that this was the place Jesus was born. This was the place God entered the world, this Bethlehem, in this exact spot. And he chose it. Out of all the places he could have chosen, he chose this out-of-the-way place, and he chose to make this small, little town of Bethlehem special for all generations. The place in which he would enter the world, the place in which the conquering of sin would begin. This place. God works that way, you know? He works through what we wouldn't expect. He works through that which is weak to declare his strength. He works through that which is really unforeseen to make declarations about his revelations. Same thing is true of Jesus. If you look at Jesus, you wouldn't have said Savior of the world, King of kings and Lord of lords. You'd have said carpenter's son from Nazareth, walking with smelly fishermen. But he chooses the weak. He chooses the small to demonstrate his power and strength. He chooses death as victory. Think about that. Bethlehem, small town chosen to bring about the ultimate victory over sin. Because this babe born here in this manger, out behind this inn where there was no room, would become the same man who would die on a cross outside the city of Jerusalem, seemingly just another criminal prosecuted and persecuted and crucified by the Romans. Through that death, victory would be proclaimed. And it begins here in this small place. And God does it. He chooses the weak to shame the strong. He chooses the weak to demonstrate his strength. He chooses you. God chooses you. And the weakness of your sin is magnified in your own mind, but in that, God still chooses you. Your sin makes you weak, but God is strong in that because he conquers and he forgives and he delivers you by his grace. And he sets you apart. Just as of old, he set apart this small, out-of-the-way place, Bethlehem. God sets you apart. And just as of old, he chose Bethlehem before the beginning of time, so he has chosen you from before the beginning of time for salvation. He has set you apart for it. That's how much he loves you. This Christmas season, I'm hoping, at least for myself, that we'll sing O Little Town of Bethlehem a couple more times. It's one of my favorite Christmas hymns. But in that focus upon this small little out-of-the-way place with a star hanging over it. You see it on every lawn around here, right? This small out-of-the-way place, God chooses. God chooses you. And he forgives you in the blood of this babe born in Bethlehem and delivers you to eternal life because he rose too. To him be the glory now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.